Our text for this afternoon is taken from Nehemiah chapter 6 verses 1 to 14. Nehemiah chapter 6 verses 1 to 14. Let us read it responsively. You may read from the screen or from your personal Bible. Nehemiah chapter 6 verses 1 to 14, and I shall begin. Verse 1. Now it came to pass, when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall, and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease, whilst I leave it, and come down to you? Yet they sent unto me four times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Then sent Sanballat his servant unto me in like manner the fifth time, with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, It is reported among the heathen, and Geshmu saith it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, from which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king, according to these words. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, There is a king in Judah, and now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now therefore, and let us take counsel together. Then I sent unto him, saying, There are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thine own heart. For they all made us afraid, saying, Their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. Afterward I came unto the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehatibo, who was shut up. And he said, Let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to slay thee. Yea, in the night will they come to slay thee. And I said, Should such a man as I flee? And who is there that, being as I am, would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. And lo, I perceived that God had not sent him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me, for Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Therefore was he hired, that I should be afraid, and do so, and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. Together, my God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. Let us pray. Eternal Father, as we cross the threshold of this week, we commit ourselves entirely to you. Be pleased to make this poor body of ours a living sacrifice, to be used in ways most pleasing to you. O divine potter, mold us into the image of Jesus, our Redeemer and Lord. May our life reflect his purity and goodness and grace. Teach us your word, that we may not be conformed to this world, but transformed by a renewed mind. May we daily do your holy will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Do you know what a heckler is? Well, according to an online dictionary, I found that a heckler is a person who interrupts a public speaker with derisive or aggressive comments or abuse. Someone has suggested for the public speaker to respond to a heckler with the following statement. Please, if I wanted a hard time, I could have stayed home and talked to my kids. Please, if I wanted a hard time, I could have stayed home and talked to my kids. I'm not sure whether it works. You can try it out when you have the opportunity. Nehemiah, of course, did not respond to opposition with such a statement. He responded differently and accordingly, depending on the nature of the opposition. Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 1 to chapter 6 verse 14 describes four episodes of opposition that challenged Nehemiah's rebuilding effort. 3 weeks ago, we saw the first episode of opposition found in chapter 4 verses 1 to 6. Nehemiah responded with prayerful determination. 2 weeks ago, we saw the second episode of opposition found in chapter 4 verses 7 to 23. Nehemiah responded with praying and watching, building and fighting, and perseverance. Last week, we saw the third episode of opposition found in chapter 5, verses 1 to 19. Nehemiah responded with confrontation and restitution. Today, we will be looking at the fourth episode of opposition found in Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 14. Roman numeral 1. Threat, plotting, enemies. Threat, plotting, enemies. This is found in Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 2, verses 4 to 7, and verse 10. Having overcome internal strife, the people were now stronger than ever. The only task that remained was the placing of the gates. Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem were furious at this progress, still hoping to thwart the completion of the project. They launched desperate attacks on Nehemiah. First, Nehemiah's enemies tried to lure him to the plain of Ono, about 44 kilometers northwest of Jerusalem, for discussions. This setup would have taken him away from his work and given them an opportunity to assassinate him. They requested such a meeting on four occasions. See chapter 6, verses 1 to 2 and verses 4 to 7. Nehemiah understood that it is never possible to compromise with the enemies of God in a manner that will please God. Next came the most diabolical plot of all. The enemies of God had Sanballat's servant hand Nehemiah an unsealed letter. It alleged that Nehemiah was attempting to establish himself as Judah's king. Chapter 6, verses 6 to 7a. They had the gall to pose as Nehemiah's friends, offering to help him out of the predicament they had created. Chapter 6, verse 7b. We shouldn't be surprised that Nehemiah's enemies used lies and deception to try to halt the completion of Jerusalem's walls. Enemies of God don't play by any rules. They will use lies and deceptions as tactics for defeating God's people. Finally, Nehemiah's enemies sought to discredit him. They enlisted the aid of Shemaiah, a person Nehemiah apparently trusted, to lure him into the temple. Shemaiah was to tell Nehemiah of would-be assassins in the city and invite him to take shelter in the temple. Chapter 6, verse 10. If Nehemiah had heeded Shemaiah's advice, he would have violated the law of God, for only priests were authorized to enter the holy place. Cross-reference with chapter 6, verse 13. Such an action will have discredited Nehemiah in the eyes of both God and men. The enemies of God never rest. While they cannot accomplish through conflict, they will often attempt to do so through compromise or conspiracy. Nehemiah provides an example of how to handle such diversions. This brings us to Roman numeral 2. Response, integrity, and firmness. Integrity and firmness. This is found in Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 3, verses 8 to 9, and verses 11 to 14. when the enemies tried to lure Nehemiah to the plain of Ono, Nehemiah saw through their scheme. He simply refused to go and honestly told them the work would suffer without his supervision. Chapter 6, verse 3. After receiving the fictitious letter, Nehemiah forthrightly denied any aspirations to be Judah's king, and he rebuked the enemies for forging such a report. Chapter 6, verse 8. At that point, Nehemiah boldly prayed once again. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 9 reads, "For they all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands." What did Nehemiah ask God to do for him as he faced personal attacks from his enemies? Strengthen his hands. The Hebrew verb strengthen in chapter 6 verse 9 indicates that Nehemiah is asking God for direct and forceful action. We've also seen that Shemaiah counseled Nehemiah to disobey the law, chapter 6 verse 10. While his words at first glance appeared to be wise, they were completely unbiblical. This alerted Nehemiah to the fact that this was neither a true prophecy nor good advice. Nehemiah understood that the law of God forbade non-priests to enter the temple on penalty of death. Cross-reference with Numbers chapter 1 verse 51, chapter 3 verse 10, chapter 18 verses 3 to 7. Nehemiah saw through the deceptive plan to ruin his testimony, and his unquestioned obedience to God's revealed word saved him from both God's judgment and the enemy's machinations. Remaining blameless is so important for a leader as he faces opposition. A blameless leader doesn't give his enemies an opportunity to bring an accusation against him. Threat, plotting, enemies, and response, integrity, and firmness. Nehemiah had a great work to do, and he was not going to stop working to talk to people who thought to do him mischief. How apt are the words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. "I must work while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." John chapter 9, verse 4. J.C. Ryle writes, "That saying was eminently true when applied to our Lord himself. He knew well that his own earthly ministry would only last 3 years altogether. And knowing this, he diligently redeemed the time. He let slip no opportunity of doing works of mercy and attending to his father's business. Morning, noon, and night, he was always carrying on the work which the father gave him to do. It was his meat and drink to do his father's will and to finish his work. His whole life breathed one sentiment: I must work. The night cometh when no man can work." The saying is one which should be remembered by all professing Christians. The life that we now live in the flesh is our day. Let us take care that we use it well, for the glory of God and for the good of our souls. Let us work out our salvation with fear and trembling while it is called today. There is no work nor labor in the grave toward which we are all fast hastening. Let us pray and read and hear God's word and do good in our generation, like men who never forget that the night is at hand. Our time is very short. Our daylight will soon be gone. Opportunities once lost can never be retrieved. a second lease of life is granted to no man, then let us resist procrastination as we would resist the devil. Whatever our hand findeth to do, let us do it with our might. The night cometh where no man can work. Whatever our hand findeth to do, let us do it with our might. That comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, actually. In the past 4 weeks, we have four episodes of opposition that challenge Nehemiah's rebuilding effort. For the threat of ridiculing enemies, the response was prayer and determination. For the threat of discouraged workers, the responses were praying and watching, building and fighting, as well as perseverance. For the threat of greedy Jews, the response was confrontation and restitution. And finally, for the threat of plotting enemies, the response was integrity and firmness. Have you responded to opposition as you serve God? Did you respond with prayerful determination? Did you respond with praying and watching? Did you respond with building and fighting? Did you respond with perseverance? Did you respond with confrontation and restitution? Did you respond with integrity and firmness? What might God think of your responses? Our critics are sure to come if we are engaged in successfully building the work of God. I would like to encourage you, members of Heritage Baptist Church, to ask God to strengthen your hands as opposition tries to pull you and move you from God's will. Lord, the newness of this day calls me to an untried way. Let me gladly take the road. Give me strength to bear my load. Thou my guide and helper be. I will travel through with thee. Let us pray.